Listen now to a selection of short news articles from around the world. From the water crisis in South Africa, to the student who captured a single atom on an ordinary camera. Our first stop, though, is Britain, where the country's oldest complete skeleton has revealed a few secrets about what the first modern Briton looked like.
Cheddar Man, Britain's Blue-Eyed Boy, UK. The first modern Britons, who lived approximately 10,000 years ago, had rather unexpected features, according to a new DNA analysis of the oldest complete human skeleton ever found in the UK. Known as Cheddar Man, after the limestone gorge from which he was excavated in 1903, this man had dark skin, blue eyes, and dark curly hair. These discoveries were made possible by the combination of two factors: the quality of the DNA taken from Cheddar Man's skull and the new genome sequencing techniques developed in recent years. Thanks to the information obtained and from a complete scan of the skull, two Dutch model makers created a three-dimensional reconstruction of his face. Cheddar Man, the research team conclude, was part of a hunter-gatherer population who first migrated to Europe from the Middle East about 14,000 years ago at the end of the last ice age. Today, about 10% of British ancestry is linked to that population. This discovery shows that the genes for lighter skin are a more recent phenomenon in Europe than first thought, becoming predominant only as recently as 6,000 years ago. With the invention of agriculture and the subsequent change to diets that were lower in vitamin D, people with fairer skin, which absorbs more vitamin D from sunlight, may have gained a genetic advantage.
Water crisis, South Africa. Cape Town, South Africa's second biggest city, will run out of water very soon, if current projections are correct. 3 years of drought, combined with bad planning, has meant that the city's water infrastructure has failed to keep up with a growing population. Water restrictions of 50 liters a day have helped prevent disaster. But if insufficient rain falls this winter, a darker scenario looms. Day zero, when the government turns the taps off on homes and businesses, and the majority of Cape Town's 4 million residents will have to queue at communal water points for a daily ration of 25 litres. As we went to press, that day was June 4th.
Lucky lobsters, Switzerland. Semi-good news for lobsters, at least those who are on the menu in Switzerland. The government has ruled that lobsters and other crustaceans can no longer be dropped alive into boiling water as it causes them pain. Instead, boiling should be replaced by a more rapid method of death, like stunning.
Superhuman soldiers, USA. The US Army is testing an exoskeleton with AI that gives soldiers superhuman strength. A frame attached to the legs uses sensors to detect the soldier's movements. Over time, it learns what he is trying to do and helps, allowing him to carry heavier loads and travel further without tiring. In tests, the frame increased a soldier's endurance from 2 to 27 times by reducing leg strain and supporting the hips.
Cleaning up the world's oceans, Pacific Ocean. This month, one of the most promising ideas about how to clean up the oceans goes into operation. Boyan Slat is only 23, but for the past 5 years, his company, The Ocean Cleanup, has been dedicated to finding a high-tech solution to removing plastic from the seas. Using a system of floating pipes and screens that can adapt to conditions at sea, he aims to clear 50% of the sea's largest plastic dump, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, within 5 years. Good luck.
Kangaroo killer, Australia. Scientists are trying to identify a mysterious disease that has killed millions of kangaroos. On the western plains of New South Wales, whole families of grey and red kangaroos have been found dead or dying. The latest count for the state recorded 3.9 million grays in 2017, down from 6.3 million in 2016. In 6 out of the 8 counting zones, the number of reds had fallen to 5.1 million, a loss of 1.2 million.
Student snaps an atom, UK. A student has won a top science photo prize with his image of a single atom. Physicist David Nadlinger took the photo with an ordinary camera at a lab at the University of Oxford. The atom was held in place by electric fields between two needles, about 2 millimetres apart. Nadlinger then illuminated it using a blue-violet laser, which caused the atom to absorb and re-emit light quickly enough for him to capture it in a long exposure photo.